He'll take care of you. Praise God. I'm excited that even the word the Lord's given me this morning, I just love it. God, you know, the Bible says God will confirm his word. He starts confirming it sometimes. I love it because he'll start confirming it with me before I even get it out. And I know that it's a God moment. And that's what we're going to talk about this morning. I want to minister on the subject of the value of time. The value of time. Every one of us have it. We all get the same amount, right? 24/7, 365. Nobody gets any. Do you get any more than I get? God don't. I'm gonna give him a couple days extra, right? Don't work that way. But it's what we choose to do with it, and that's so important, especially with what the day we're living in. The Bible says, you know, Jesus told his disciples, he was very. Very strategic in even telling his disciples about in Matthew 24 that the days that they were living in, he wanted them to. The Bible says that these things don't catch you unawares. How many know it's important to know the day and the time we're living in? Amen. We've heard it many times I heard it from a child when I was growing up. The Lord can come back any day, right? And I was just looking around, he's coming. And he'd say, he's coming very soon, right? Soon and very soon. And they used to say any day now, right? That was what we used to confess. Well, guess what? I'm 50 years past that when I heard that. Now we're into a realm where it could happen any moment in the twinkling of an eye. How should we live then? Are we ready for the Lord's coming? I don't want to stand before him. I love the Lord. I know my name's written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I know I don't have any unconfessed sin before him, but I don't want to stand before him empty. Amen? How many want your life to count for eternity? There's an old saying that says, only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last. There'll be people that will stand before the Lord one day. And Pastor Miranda did a wonderful job. She taught on the rewards that we'll get in heaven one day. But Brother David, I don't want to get before him one day. And I said, well, you know, I was a great scientist. And I invented some of the greatest discoveries and some of the greatest inventions that helped all mankind. And the Lord says, yeah, but I called you to be a janitor. Could that happen? Absolutely. Absolutely. If we're not where we're supposed to be in fulfilling the time he's given each and every one of us. You want to stand before him with some gifts? Present that your life before him could be presented blameless, as the Bible says. If you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn over to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for this word this morning, Lord. Thank you for the ears that are here upward and the spirit of the beast that goeth downward to the earth. Wherein, for I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? The title of this message again is The Value of Time. And I thought, what is the most precious thing? If you had a multimillionaire, I don't think he'd tell you the most precious thing to him is money or gold or silver, or even investments. The most precious thing to him, and I can tell you from experience, a gentleman who actually, what was his name, that ran the CEO of Apple, Steve Jobs. He's no longer with us today. He's not going to tell you a new invention was the most important thing to him. He's not going to tell you that these, you know, the multiplied billions of dollars that Apple has brought in, just give me a little bit more money. He would ask today for more time. And as he was departing this earth, that's the one thing he desired. He had a little more time to spend with his family, a little more time. And I think about people, many people that are, you know, the last things they said before, if I just had a little more time with my family. And they always talked about what things were important. You know, sometimes as you're a young man or woman, and I encourage you young people, you can strive. Nothing wrong with ambition and nothing wrong with desiring to get out there and get your chunk. You know, go after it. Be successful. Nothing wrong with that. But that's not your God. That's not who you serve. And what you realize that as you get older, and I realize it because many people told me when I was younger that time's just going to fly by, right? Anybody ever heard that before? How many know as we get older, what happens? It just, it decided to fly. It went to warp speed, went to Mach whatever. It's gone. But it's not time. Time hasn't changed. The time still is the same. Tick, tock, tick, tock, tick, tock. It doesn't change. You got 60 minutes in an hour, right? Nonetheless, it's still the same 60 minutes, still 24 hours in a day. But it's how we choose to live our lives is what's important. When we value time, when we take and make, to live on purpose. Sometimes we're just going with the flow, right? Sometimes life is happening to us instead of us making life happen, right? We've been there before. It's called the rat race of life. Is that what they call it? What a name. I don't want to be in a rat race. But that's what happens. We get caught up just in the, and the Bible talks about even the cares of this world. It's a stream of life. You can get so caught up with the cares of the life that life's not, you're not making life happening. Your life's just happening to you. You're bouncing from one thing to the next, right? That's not how God's called us to live. God sits in eternity, but he steps into time to deal with the children of men. I want to say, this word is interesting. I'm not a Hebrew scholar or a Greek scholar, but the two words in Hebrew and Greek, I like the definition of them. So I'm going to entertain you there for a minute. The Hebrew word is called eth. Not F, like I got in school. Hallelujah. Time is the only place we can be effective. It must not be wasted. Redeeming the time requires walking wisely in all areas of our life. How many need a little more wisdom? Help me, Lord. Help me walk wisely. Give me greater wisdom, Lord. Help me turn that TV off sometime. Help me put that phone down. You know what I thought was funny, and I didn't mean, I use mine for work. We use it for everything now, it seems, but I thought it was, I use the words in our own words, the girl that was a singer back years ago, the ironic commercial on U.S. Cellular. I said, if a cell company is telling you to switch your phone to us mode, where you can't get on the internet or you can't receive text or chat, a cell company. That's kind of like a guy telling you, sell you a car, but tell you not to drive it. But we see it's robbing time. And someone was big enough to say, you know what? People can't even carry a conversation on anymore. I'm so engrossed in this that I miss. Because this is more important. You know, I got to keep up with what my neighbors are doing. They bought a cat. And they haven't even got it spayed or neutered yet. And look at this recipe, which I probably couldn't cook, but it looks good. Time wasters. Being so consumed with it. You think that's not a ploy of the enemy? He said, you just stay comfortable. You just hit that snooze button one more time, brother. You deserve a good rest. You done slept for 12 hours, but what's two more? Praise God. Did this minister to you today? Hallelujah. Most importantly, as every head is bowed, we never have a service where we don't give the opportunity for you to receive Jesus Christ. It's the most important and most wonderful thing. If you're here in the sound of my voice or watching by television or listen to this recording, even at a later time, and I ask this, only you can know this. This is not condemning, but only you. The Bible says, let a man examine his own self. I ask you to examine your heart this morning. If your heart's not right with the Lord, or if you can say, Brother Don, I don't know of a time that I've been to church, been going to church all my life, maybe was raised in church, just a thing we did. But if you've never accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you've never publicly confessed it. He said, if you acknowledge me before the Father, I'll acknowledge you. But he said, if you deny me, I'll deny you. It's so important. It's not a spectacle. We rejoice, and the Bible says the angels in heaven rejoice when one lost sinner is converted. If your heart's not right with the Lord this morning, you say, Brother Don, I can't tell you that there's not one sin between me and a holy God. And I want to leave this place knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that I am saved. I am born again.